Welcome to the Pathfinder Podcast, brought to you by Shillington, where we talk to creators about how they navigated their design careers from the early beginnings up until now, and the twists and turns along the way. I'm Jimmy Muldoon, designer and teacher at Shillington's New York campus. Glad you could join us.
Today we have Anna and Tiago, who are the co-founders of the award-winning studio Humana, based in Lisbon. Their work ranges from tech-savvy real estate to packaging to branding identities. A really great thing about the studio that I learned is that they really believe in other human beings. No matter what your dream is, you deserve to pursue that. Thank you both so much for joining today. How are you both?
Good. Thanks, Jimmy, for the introduction. We're very good. We're safe, so that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, there's two of you behind this studio. You're both in different locations at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're both safe, healthy during this time.
Yeah.
Good. So I wanted to kind of get a bit of an overview of both of you, you know, where you grew up, a little bit about maybe, you know, was it a creative household and so on. So I just wanted to give people an opportunity to learn a little bit more about you both.
Okay, so I grew up in Berlin region. I love to draw and I loved art. My father used to draw a lot. So I decided to go to the art school here in Lisbon and went to all the museums here and tried to learn as much as I could.
Yeah.
And that's it, I think.
Okay, so I'm from the countryside of Portugal. Where I was born and I lived most of the time of my life. Then I studied graphic design here. My family is not very artistic. Only my sister also studied fine arts here. But I'm like kind of the more creative person in the family. Then I moved to Lisbon .
So is like, you know, where you grew up, was, you know, the creative side of things or the industry something that was encouraged, or is there kind of like an avenue that, you know, culturally you were meant to be heading towards, you know, maybe it's a family thing or a cultural thing? Is there a certain kind of area that people wanted you to kind of move into?
For me, it was just, they let me just decide what I want.
Yeah.
They never pressed me to go to any field.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, I think. I remember that I wanted to be an architect in the beginning.
Yeah, me too.
Before university, I was studying to be an architect.
Right.
I wanted to go, but then I realized that I had to learn a lot of stuff that I'm not good at. When I was a kid, I was always playing with the computer and software and everything. And I realized that design is was the closest thing I was doing since I was like very little. So yeah.
So you both wanted to do architecture. That's like really interesting. And then like to a crossroad and you're like, yeah, nah.
Exactly.
When I went to the art school here in Lisbon, 19% of the people said that they were there to be an architect.
So could you describe a little bit more of like your career journeys? I know we kind of touched on a little bit then, but you know, how you kind of got to where you are today a little bit more.
Okay, so for me, I think before becoming a designer, I'm an entrepreneur, and that's what I love. And with the design tools and all the skills, I can do that part of my life, and that's what I'm trying to do nowadays, to be an entrepreneur with the skills and tools of graphic design.
Yeah, for me, as I was saying, when I was a kid, I really loved like playing with the computer and everything. So it was kind of like a straight line from that to being a graphic designer. But working at a startup gave me like a different perspective in design. So that's basically it.
Because obviously, like startup, there's you're having to do a lot of different things. Like you don't just go in as like one role. You're having to do lots of different kind of tasks. Yeah, was that something that?
Yeah, we were only like two designers. Yeah. One was like only doing code, basically programming. So I was doing everything for the company. So yeah, that's exactly what you're saying.
Wow, did that kind of give you the skill set of like just? You have to be agile, right? You have to be adaptable. Like, what lessons did you kind of learn from that period of time?
It was very important to learn a lot of things and to know like the base of a lot of different areas. And it also gave me the opportunity to choose what I wanted to do. So I tried everything. And then I said, like, oh, okay, this is what I like more. And then I could pursue that.
You also studied music after your design career, right?
Yeah, this is kind of like I'm split between design and music right now.
Yeah.
So kind of part of the time I'm doing design and the other half I'm doing music. And yeah, before going to university, I started producing. And since then, it's been like quite a journey.
So you obviously like, you're both probably quite heavily into music. Is that something that's always been a passion from such a young age? Like, how you grew up and the influence?
Yeah, I think both of us are like a lot into music. It's like, it's probably our biggest source of inspiration because we're always listening to music while we work. And that's why we also have like our playlists. So we create like we select the tracks that we are listening at the moment or something like that, and we just create for ourselves, but then we share it, and because that's like part of our creative process, I think.
Yeah,
I take it very serious.
Yes,
I think as much as design.
How did you both get your first jobs as designers?
I think I started to work on internet. Getting gigs, very small gigs on the internet while studying.
Mm-hmm.
And since that, I never stopped. And my first job on an agency was in the Netherlands, in Rotterdam, where I experienced to work in a team internationally. Mm-hmm. And doing lots of different work and working with the government and stuff.
Yeah, for me, it was... Actually, the first projects I worked on were like with internet clients as well.
Yeah.
But then I got that job at the startup as an intern, and I just like saw the job listing and applied to it, and was like really straightforward. But yeah, I think that was the only time I worked in a company besides mine.
How did you find these jobs on the internet, or how did they come to you?
Yeah, the first time was 9 years ago. And when I was still starting like university, and I found about a website called Fiverr. I don't know if you heard about it, which is like you do $5 logos. And I was like, I just wanted to get experience. So I started doing it, and I got quite some orders. And it was really fun until like some time that I realized it was not like for like always, But it was, it gave me like a really good experience because I worked in a lot of projects, like, not very well paid, but I got experience from it.
Was that the same for you, Anna? Did it come through Fiverr or was there another channel?
Yeah. Tiago introduced me to Fiverr, of course.
Yeah.
I'm a bit younger than Tiago. And he's, I think he's like a mentor for me, actually. I wanted to say that we both had a first job, actually, with a project we launched 3 years ago, 4 years ago, called Design, when we traveled around Europe and Africa, exchange design service for board and accommodation. And this actually was our really first job because we were in contact with the clients for the first time and doing real projects. Yeah.
That would have been an incredible experience. So like to travel around and to actually see the locations and interact with the people that you're designing for. Like I'm sure you learned a lot from that experience.
Yeah, for sure. We learn how to deal with the clients. That one thing that we cannot learn at school.
Mm.
And yeah, from that we created the studio.
Right. Okay. So from there you're like, we could like, let's actually do like make this legit.
Yeah. And we still work with some clients from that project.
Yeah.
Is the opportunity to exchange design services for accommodation and travel, is that still on the table for you guys?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I love travel, so.
Yeah, it's always a different experience. So yeah. It's always amazing because we learn a lot. And at that time, we had like people telling us, yeah, don't work for free, or like you shouldn't do design for free. And I think what we learned, we couldn't pay for it. Mm-hmm. It's like we learned so much during those, I think, 6 months. It was like once in a lifetime experience. And I think it's very important that people don't sometimes just don't listen to others and just do your thing.
What were some of the lessons that you guys really walked away from after that experience?
Okay, for me, I think was I realized that everything is actually possible. Because I in the beginning I thought, oh, I'm going to Europe and I have to knock every door and to beg, please let me design your brand and give me accommodation. But after all, we received a lot of applications and that project was really successful.
Yeah.
So it was a crazy idea in the beginning, but in the end was very professional and we did it.
Mm. Was that the kind of the plan for you both, is to start your own studio?
Yeah. Before the before traveling, we decided that we wanted to start a studio.
Mm.
And we were kind of like, we don't have clients. We are like super young. And I was still finishing our studies. And we were trying to find a solution to get clients and get a portfolio because it's very important for a studio. And so we came up with that idea of exchanging like our services for like accommodation and food. Mm-hmm. And we built a portfolio, we got clients, we learned a lot. So it was a win-win.
Yeah.
And we thought we really wanted to travel. And after 10 years study, but we thought, well, it's not so good to just stop for 1 year and not going to the industry, and it was 1 year, so we just combined both.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's in our industry, if you stop for 1 year, it's like it's gonna be hard to you'd have to study again after.
Yeah,
the industry changes very, very quickly. What is your creative process for a job that comes through? Has that evolved as time has gone on?
I think it's kind of funny because when we traveled, like the first clients we had, we were sometimes living with them. So we were working next to them. So I think that gave us a different perspective of working with clients. And we try to, when we are working with them nowadays, to keep that same kind of feeling to them. So it's like we are close. So we, from the beginning, we advise them and we help them like reach like the final product. So yeah, I think that's how we work is still like affected by how we started.
Mm. How many ideas would you normally pitch to a client?
Yeah, it depends of the client. Sometimes they require ask for more than one concept. Sometimes we just deliver one concept. Mm-hmm. We believe that delivering just one concept is also fine, because we are doing all the best and deliver the best idea we had.
Impossible, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes you deliver a concept and then we develop the concept that you arrive to a completely another visual or idea, but was a process.
It really depends on the client, yeah. But yeah, exactly. We prefer most of the time to focus like 100% on an idea that we believe is going to be the best. Of course, we do a lot of sketches and a lot of different things. But then we choose one and we see, yeah, this is like the best option. This is how they will communicate better. So we try to focus on that one, and then like the client will help us like choose like what's best.
Yeah. That. With Workroom, like you worked with another creative on that project. Was that correct?
We collaborate with a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Leticia Ortin from Aire Studio in Barcelona. Yeah, I met her while studying in Bilbao.
Right.
And we find it very hard to work on the design for personal projects, because we are always struggling to see when it's good enough.
Yeah. And it's never good enough.
Yeah, it's never good enough. But with the client, they say, oh, wow, that's good enough. And we need that kind of person to help us to finish.
Because Workroom is one of our side projects, basically. Okay. It's
Yeah.
And it's heavily based in music.
Yeah, it's only music.
Yeah.
No, it's not only music. It's going to mix music with design, but now it's just music.
Mm-hmm. So it's just music for now, but then it will kind of transition into, it will start evolving.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you kind of like enjoy working with other designers and bringing them in?
Yeah, yeah. We love to bring other people and to collaborate with other designers and also other professionals from other fields.
Yeah.
Because we are just the two of us, but we really want to collaborate with more people.
Mm. Yeah, in the beginning, we called ourselves a collaborative design studio, because our idea was to always have some other creatives from all different areas working with us, because they can like give different perspectives and inputs to our work that we cannot see or do. And we believe that collaboration is like the best tool that we have.
Yeah.
When you work, like, you know, looking at clients or someone reaches out to you, are there certain kind of connections that you are looking for with a client?
Yeah, actually we both are very aware of the sustainability on our lives, on our food, on our clothes, on the products we buy, and we look to work with clients with the same mindset.
Your mission is really about the human behind the brand or the idea.
Yeah. It's in our name.
Yes.
So, exactly.
Yeah. your studio name says it all.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, your mission and what, you know, the studio really stands for?
Okay, so the first thing we want to do in the studio is to help people to transmit and to realize to their dreams and to make this possible.
One of our, our mission since the beginning was, like, we want to help people that can have, like, great ideas but cannot communicate them. So imagine that someone has the best idea in the world and they can change the world like today, but they cannot communicate it because they don't have like a team behind him, like helping define a brand and like connecting with people. And we always like wanted to help those people, like as Anna said, pursue their dreams.
And the second part is related with the kind of projects you want to be involved in. We want to work on with people that wants to make people's life better or the planet better. This is the kind of work we do.
How do you both keep inspired? Like, you're giving so much of your time and your energy to these projects. How do you personally as designers keep inspired?
Okay, so music is like number one, I think. Number two, I'd say walking.
Yeah.
Because we always have the craziest ideas when we go for a walk.
Oh my God, that's true.
When we're struggling like for something and then like it's midnight, we get out the house, we go walk, and we just, oh, this is perfect. Yeah. And that happened a lot already.
Yeah.
We never had the big idea on the desk, I think.
Yeah. Like the traveling idea, Hannah was like having, I think she was in class or something like that. Workroom, I think was 2 a.m. We were walking like near the beach and we had like the idea for that. So it's always.
Can you tell us a little bit more about like the side projects that you both have going at the moment?
Yeah, we are working on a feature print club. Mm-hmm. It's a non-profit project that wants to help another non-profit organizations by inviting creatives and designers to design t-shirts, and with the profits of the t-shirts donate to that non-profit organizations.
Yeah, so basically each designer will select a non-profit, and then we do like 10 different t-shirts, 10 designers, and we donate all the profits to those 10 different NGOs.
Because what season are you guys up to now? You've had two seasons?
Yeah, we are launching the season two very soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how much money have you guys raised?
So it's just the first season, it was 1,300 euros, something like that.
That's incredible. So you guys have got Future Print Club. That's obviously taking up a fair bit of time at the moment. Then you've got... you've got Workroom as well. Are they the two that you've got that you're really kind of focused on at the moment?
Yeah. For now, those are like our main side projects. We also have like our Spotify playlist, but it's more like, as I said, it's we just put like what we are listening right now, or we can make a compilation of some genre that we like and we put it online to share with others, but it's not like really... like we don't call it a side project because it's more like natural.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for, you know, maybe people early on in their design journey, maybe graduates that have just finished?
Yeah. I think an advice is for them to not wait for someone to give an opportunity and allow themselves to do and to try everything that comes to their mind, because anything is possible. And another thing is to be different and stay creative, I think.
Yeah, just try everything that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. So where can people find your work?
Yeah, so our website is, you can go to humana.studio. Mm-hmm. And we are on, like, I think every major social media with Studio Humana. So that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you both for your time, sharing your insights with the podcast, your time. It's been an absolute pleasure finally getting to chat with you both and hearing a little bit more about you as individual creators, but then the studio as well. So thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jimmy. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
The Pathfinder podcast has been brought to you by Shillington, the original graphic design bootcamp. To learn more about the podcast and Shillington, click the link in the bio. Show your support by subscribing and rating us on your preferred podcast platform. Original music composed and performed by Meenakshi. Thanks for listening.